This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. At the United Nations, the Security Council is preparing to address serious issues concerning post-conflict Iraq. Among them are humanitarian needs, whether to lift sanctions, political restructuring, and what role the United Nations should play. UN diplomats say Security Council members want to reach consensus so as not to replay the bitter feud that erupted in the Council's consultations on Iraq before the war. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports there are some strong differences of opinion.
This month's president of the Security Council, Ambassador Munir Akram of Pakistan, says the Council will focus first on the sanctions issue, UN weapons inspections that were suspended in Iraq because of the war, and what to do about the oil for food program. Since 1996, the UN has allowed Iraq to use its oil revenue to buy food to alleviate the impact of the sanctions on the Iraqi people. At a news conference on Friday, Ambassador Akram alluded to the difficulties inherent in each of these issues.
The Security Council has passed through a difficult path in which there have been divergences of approach. It will be Pakistan's hope and endeavor that in the current month we shall be able to serve in building back consensus among the membership of the Security Council and restoring order and peace in international discourse.
The United States says sanctions should be lifted immediately because the target of the sanctions, the Saddam Hussein regime, no longer exists. But Russia, which for years argued sanctions should be removed, now says sanctions should stay in place until the UN has verified that there are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. France is somewhere in the middle. It says the sanctions should be suspended but not lifted until the weapons issue is resolved. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says it's obvious that something must be done.
There's no doubt that the sanctions will have to be lifted and the oil for food will have to be phased out. The question is when and how it's done, and this is an issue that the member states are discussing.
A senior State Department official says the United States plans to introduce a new UN Security Council resolution, perhaps as early as this week, that addresses most, if not all, of the outstanding Iraq issues. The official, who asked not to be identified, says the heart of the resolution will be the lifting of sanctions. But lifting sanctions would end the oil for food program, which feeds 60% of the Iraqi population, and end UN oversight of Iraq's oil contracts. Benan Savan is director of the UN Oil for Food Program. He says it must not be dismantled overnight.
What I'm saying is, no matter what decision the Security Council may wish to take, I'd like to appeal is that they are introduced gradually, step by step, in order not to disturb any further the day-to-day life of the people of Iraq, which has already been disrupted, previous to the war and now with the war.
The Security Council must make a decision on the oil for food program soon because it expires on June 3rd. Because of the complexities, UN diplomats predict that the Council will either extend the program or will vote to suspend or phase out sanctions rather than lift them completely. That would give Council members time to address some other divisive issues. For instance, who will administer Iraq's oil contracts in the immediate future, recognition of an interim government in Iraq, and whether the United Nations will have a role in forming the government. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says the UN has the experience for that job.
And hopefully, in this process, the UN will have a role to play, which as we've done in the past.
U.S. officials say the UN could assist the political restructuring of Iraq, but the lead in that process, they say, must remain with the coalition that prosecuted the war. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.